Meat, milk, and cheese all sound healthy for the body, but USC professor of gerontology Walter Longo found out these foods can increase your chances of dying from cancer. Longo's study shows middle-aged protein lovers are 4 times more likely to die of cancer. He says Americans are getting 16% of their diet from protein.
It's way too high, right? For something that is not needed, right? No growth, no reproduction. What are they pushing for? So this is why the proteins are not necessary at those levels.
Longo also says the main problem is animal protein. This is why Americans should adjust their diet and get most of their protein from plants. The study gives new insight into the protein-heavy paleo diet. People who are on this diet believe it helps with weight loss. Charles Olalia created the paleo meal at LA restaurant Patina.
It's a high-fat, no-gluten diet, high on meats, zero starch as much as possible.
Olalia says the inspiration for his paleo menu came from his friends who do CrossFit training and feel that protein helps them build muscles. He says protein is still an important part of our diet and doesn't seem too concerned about the study.
Everything has to be in balance, you know. Like I've seen some of the CrossFit people how they eat. They eat mounds of butter, but they can do this because the output they do is so much higher than, for example, the mid-40s, mid-50s people.
But after completing the study, Walter Longo encourages most Americans to think twice before biting into that hamburger. Joey Wong, Annenberg Radio News.